This is the centering prayer. Go ahead and settle into a comfortable position. Intentionally place yourself in the presence of God, in the center of His love. Choose a simple word, phrase, or verse from Scripture that expresses your desire for God. For example, love, peace, grace, Jesus, Great Shepherd. And let this word guard your attention. Take time to become quiet. It is not unusual for the first minutes to be filled with many noisy thoughts. Don't worry about them or pay attention to them. Let them go. Gently return your attention to the center of God's presence and love by repeating your word. When your thoughts wander, let them drop to the bottom of your mind. Don't go after them, and gently return to the presence of Christ through repeating your word. Let the word draw your attention back to Jesus. Be with Jesus. Listen. Be still. When distractions persist, let one of the following images help you return to Jesus. Imagine that God's river of life runs through you. Deep down, the river is calm and slow. But on the surface, there is rushing and debris. Imagine your distracting thoughts are part of the debris floating in the current. Don't try to capture these thoughts. Release them and let the river of God's life carry them away. Anytime you are distracted, let the distraction go with the river. Gently return to the presence of Christ with your prayer word. Imagine that you are sinking. Allow that to wash over you. Imagine that you are visiting a friend who lives on a very busy street. Because it is a warm day, the windows are open, and all the noise and bustle of life float into the room through the window. At times, you are conscious of sirens, or people talking, or children laughing. But your attention is devoted to your friend, and you do not let your mind follow the sound outside. As you meet with Jesus, acknowledge the noisy distractions that pull at your attention, but continually return to the moment with Jesus through your prayer word. Rest in the center of God's love. Trust that the Holy Spirit who abides in the depths of your spirit to connect you with God. And take several minutes to come out of prayer. Don't hurry. Breathe in the presence of Christ and offer yourself to God for the tasks awaiting you. Good morning, everyone. This is the first episode of the spring break trip, and today we will be going deeper into personal engagement. I want to foster the foundation of personally hearing from the Lord this week. How is the Lord speaking to you this week? We want to support you in hearing from the Lord in whatever way that may be. This is a time set apart for you to pay attention, listen, and remember things that the Lord is saying to you. I believe that the Lord speaks to us in many ways, and I know from personal experience that sometimes it can seem like He's not speaking at all. Now, we have spent some time confessing and getting sin out of the way because I believe that that is a barrier and part of the reason why we may not be hearing clearly from the Lord. Sin is what separates us from God. So if there's still unconfessed sin in your life, then why do you think that you will be able to clearly hear from the Lord? And this is a question that convicted me because I was confused why I felt distant from the Lord. So hopefully you spent some time confessing your sin to a trusted individual. And I was actually looking forward to this time because I think it is very important and we don't do it often enough. I know personally, I'm not vulnerable enough with the people that I trust and the people who are in my life. So hopefully this was a useful time and you were able to confess those sins. And that will set a foundation for you to be able to hear from the Lord more clearly this week. I want to ask, how is the Lord speaking to you through your fellow brothers and sisters? How is he speaking to you through retreating with others? How is he speaking to you through learning from others? And how is he speaking to you through serving others? Hopefully, those questions will be helpful, and hopefully you will have an answer to those questions as you continue on throughout this week. We just listened to that centering prayer, and I hope that that was helpful for your spirit. I hope it brought peace to you. Now, take some time praying to the Lord and just listening. Take some time in silence. What does he want to say to you? He desires to be with you. He desires to have a relationship with you. And he desires for you to be in his presence, aware of his presence. And that is awesome and amazing. So I pray that these episodes, as you listen, will be helpful for you. And they will be helpful in discerning the Lord's voice in your life. And it may be helpful for you to determine whether you actually believe you can hear from the Lord. Because I believe he can speak to you. But you must listen.